it's going back to real basic startup stuff. We've gone back to what are customers spending their money on for food and drink? What are restaurants doing? We actually, on the business end, we've broadened out our remit to not just restaurants, but we went like restaurants, local businesses, local retail, products and suppliers, because there is concern about how many restaurants will come back trading. So we took these sort of two groups and then we went, what are their change in habits going to be? What are they going to be spending their money on and how are their habits going to change? And then what can we do to adapt it? And when we realized that one of our strengths is that we've got a number of years of like having audience and users to like test anything out. The first stage of everything was always like in a workshop with people from Wriggle, like going through all the opportunities. And then the second stage is calling up restaurants, owners, and then talking to them about whether they agree and like running through the issues and the opportunities. And obviously Bristol Pantry sort of came out of that. And actually we go quite quickly from trying to find out if it's something they think is interesting to actually trying to sell it. You could ask people in the void hypothetically whether they would, but nothing proves it like actually going, would you actually use this? So we quite quickly turned into actually like validating it with an actual proposition. So we highlighted four ideas that were quite exciting. To be honest, the Bristol Pantry one was one that I liked because it was the closest to what we were doing already. So we could test it out quite easily with our existing audience and with our existing relationship with partners that we could test out quite quickly. Part of the benefit is that it sits alongside our old offering. So if and when our old offering comes back, it could sit alongside Bristol Pantry really nicely. But it also equally works for our customer base as well. So it's sort of quite a low risk thing to sort of try out. And I think that would prove correct in that it took 2 weeks for us to pull together the website and do all the sales and speak to all the some suppliers. So, I mean, that's an amazingly quick turnaround and it wouldn't be possible if you were starting from scratch. Whereas some of the other ideas would require a much bigger sort of change of approach and it would take a lot longer to get off the ground. We decided to completely reuse Shopify. So we haven't used any of our old technology at all. So that was a decision that we took because the Wriggle app, I mean, if people don't know it, it requires people to go, you only ever buy from one restaurant or bar. So it doesn't give you like a shopping experience where you can buy from multiple different suppliers. And we felt that would be too big a blocker to test out the Bristol Pantry concept, which is more like, I guess, slightly replacing a sort of deli, grocery, supermarket experience where you want to buy from lots of different places. So we thought the Wriggle wouldn't allow a neat test to validate that idea. So we did it all on Shopify. And because of that, technology was done. But it did take about a week of putting it all together and getting all the listings right and making sure it looked good. So that took about a week of that. But the biggest thing was just making sure that we had suppliers on board. So just calling up the suppliers that we knew already and checking they were happy to do it and work on this basis and setting up a bit of the logistics. So we had to sort of set a process where, I guess, work through logistics of like when the orders would close, how we would message all the suppliers to get them to deliver the goods to us, how we'd pull together all the packing lists and delivery flow. We did just over 100, which I was really pleased with because we sent the email out launching it on Monday at midday and the orders closed at Wednesday at 4 p.m. So I was doing all delivery just on my own at the time and I thought we would do around 20, 30, which would be really like easy for me to manage on my own. And then it got up to 100 and then it was like, okay, shit, this is going to be quite a lot of work to handle this. But it was like, we sort of said before, it's like, if it gets up to that number, that's a good problem because it proves that people are interested and we'll just work out how to do it.